This piece is about the land where Jean-Baptiste Pointe du Sable came from. This is titled, A Few Thoughts on Haitian Exceptionalism. To the detractors of Haiti, I say, behold, you are messing with the country forever known as the mother of liberty, the advocate for equality, the paragon of fraternity. We are the volunteer force from Saint-Domingue who, in 1779, spilled our blood in Savannah, Georgia, to defend the independence of the young United States. No amounts of mean-spirited statements can ever diminish our sense of an identity. Au contraire, they heighten our pride in the exceptional feats that our people has achieved. As we shall see, there is such a thing as Haitian exceptionalism. On January 1, 1804, Haiti instituted a paradigm shift through a revolution that was altogether anti-slavery, anti-racist, and anti-colonialist. On that date, Army Chief of Staff Jean-Jacques Dessalines proclaimed our independence after 13 years of epic battles against the superpower at the time, the French army of Napoleon Bonaparte, that had freshly conquered Egypt and put Europe on its knees. Generals such as Toussaint Louverture, Jean-Jacques Dessalines, Alexandre Pétion, Henri Christophe, Capois Lamort, and women officers like Sanit Belair, Marie-Jeanne Lamartinière are worthy of a place in the pantheon of world military leaders. In crushing Napoleon militarily, Dessalines also gutted his plans to colonize North America and forced them to sell his Louisiana territories. If it weren't for Dessalines, Arkansas, Colorado, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Wyoming would be speaking French today. Ever since this victory, Haiti has been known as a beacon for freedom seekers the world over. First among them was the Polish contingent that Napoleon had sent with his expeditionary troops in 1801 to reinstate slavery in the colony. As early as 1802, these Polish soldiers broke rank with the French to join the Haitian army. At the end of the hostilities, rather than returning to an occupied Poland, they chose to live free in Haiti. Dessalines gave them land, Haitian citizenship. Descendants of the Polish contingent still live in Casal, Haiti. Through various means, Dessalines sought to disrupt the slave trade and destabilize the system. He paid ship captains $40 for each African-American slave they brought to Haiti. He bought Haiti. African slaves en route to Jamaica from British traders to set them free in Haiti. Dessalines' abolitionist legacy was pursued with vigor by his successors. President Jean-Pierre Boyer sent emissaries to the U.S. to negotiate the resettlement of black slaves into Haiti. He paid for their transportation, gave them Haitian citizenship, land, and housing. An estimated 13,000 African Americans emigrated to Haiti through the 1850s. The anti-colonialist tenet of the Haitian Revolution brought many liberation fighters to our shores. One of them was Simon Bolivar. Thanks to the aid he received from President Alexandre Pétion in 1815, Bolivar went on to free Bolivia, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, and Venezuela from Spanish rule. I think you would agree that what Haiti has done in the history of the world is nothing short of exceptional. But wait, there is more. Did you know that Haiti played a role in Mexico's independence movement? In 1817, Francisco Javier Mina and his 300 warriors traveled to Haiti and received President Pétion's financial aid and military assistance to launch his campaign. After some initial successes, his efforts failed, but Mina is fondly remembered for his contribution to Mexico's independence. Did you know that Haiti was the first nation in the world to recognize Greece's independence in 1822? And to support the war effort, Boyer sent the Greek revolutionaries 25 tons of Haitian coffee that they sold on the commodities market to fund their campaign. Did you know that in 1935, Haiti was the lone voice that protested the invasion of Ethiopia by Italy? None of the powers that be, neither France, nor England, nor Germany, raised their little finger to defend the African nation. General Alfred de Nemours, in an impassioned argument, blasted Italy's aggression and excoriated the other powers' indifference. Did you know that after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, Haiti was among the first countries to join the U.S. in the World War II effort? President Elie Lescot contributed hundreds of thousands of goods from the Haitian treasury to the effort. Did you know that Haiti saved a great number of Jews from the Holocaust during World War II by giving them Haitian passports and citizenship while abroad? Hundreds of them received safe passage to Haiti and became naturalized Haitians. Did you know that Israel, Libya, and Somalia owes their status of sovereign nations to Haiti? In all three cases, Ambassador Emile Saint-Lô, renowned for his oratory, cast the decisive vote that conferred statehood to Israel in 1947, Libya in 1949, and Somalia in 1960. Did you know that in the 1960s, large cohorts of Haitian professionals responded to Africa's call to restructure its education and administration systems? After their independence, French-speaking African nations did not want to rely on their former Belgian and French oppressors to reform their educational system. They turned to Haiti, which was reputed as a model for education quality. Likewise, Canada opened its borders in the 50s through the 1970s to Haitian intellectuals and professionals. As the historian Robert Berwet Oyol put it, we Haitians modernized Quebec thanks to our competencies, our know-how, our talents, and creative energies in hospitals, schools, industry, finance, commerce, higher education, and university research. This is a translation. What a country. Yes, Haiti is the singular little country that time and again did the unthinkable. Indeed, it was unthinkable that barely literate former black slaves could inflict such a humiliating defeat to the battle-tested white Napoleonian forces. Alas, that was not lost on the proponents of eugenics and white supremacy theorists who set out to denigrate and demonize the Haitians' grandiose achievements and silence them into oblivion. One of those who popularized those views, the French author Arthur de Gobineau, deemed the black race inherently inferior to the white race in his book, De l'inégalité des races humaines, of the inequality of human races. This sparked the outrage of the Haitian intelligentsia. Did you know that in 1885, the Haitian scholar Antenor Firmin, doctor of anthropology, struck back at the white supremacist views with his magisterial book, De l'égalité des races humaines, The Equality of the Human Races, in which he refuted, on scientific grounds, Gobineau's far-fetched racist theories. Did you know that at the 1893 World Fair that took place here in Chicago, in the Jackson Park area, the Haitian pavilion was the only significant black presence? And did you know who was among the Haitian delegation that represented Haiti at the fair? Frederick Douglass himself. I'd be remiss not to mention the work of the renowned Haitian ethnologist, Dr. Jean Price-Mars, in his seminal book, Ainsi parla l'oncle, Thus Spoke the Uncle, published in 1929. He spearheaded the return to the African roots movement and inspired black intellectuals from all over the world to reclaim their African identity. Writers such as Langston Hughes, who traveled many times to Haiti in the 1930s, Nicolas Guillen of Cuba, Aimé Césaire of Martinique, Léopold Sédar Senghor, and Cheikh Anta Diop of Senegal, all heeded his call Dr. Price Moss is recognized as the father of the Negritude movement. I will end with a few words about another Haitian who, like our independence heroes, was a master of the unthinkable. I am referring to Jean-Baptiste Pointe-du-Sable, our Chicago forefather. Who would have thought that a black man from tropical Saint-Domingue would be the founder of one of America's coldest cities? Who would have thought that this young man who left St. Mark at age 25 would have founded, in less than a decade, a city that became the third in the U.S., a global city that ranks number 7 among the world's richest cities? This is a tribute to his vision and business acumen. That is the stuff that the Haitian soul is made of and makes it exceptional. Haiti, a lot to be proud of. Thank you.